Hachette Audio presents One Good Turn, a novel written by Kate Atkinson, read by Stephen Crossley.
Tuesday, Chapter 1. He was lost. He wasn't used to being lost. He was the kind of man who drew up plans and then executed them efficiently. But now, everything was conspiring against him in ways he decided he couldn't have foreseen. He had been stuck in a jam on the A1 for 2 mind-numbing hours, so that it was already past the middle of the morning when he arrived in Edinburgh. Then he'd gone adrift on a one-way system and been thwarted by a road closed because of a burst water main. It had been raining, steadily and unforgivingly, on the drive north, and had only begun to ease off as he hit the outskirts of town. The rain had in no way deterred the crowds. It had never occurred to him that Edinburgh was in the middle of the festival, and that there would be carnival hordes of people milling around as if the end of a war had just been declared. The closest he had previously got to the Edinburgh festival was accidentally turning on Late Night Review and seeing a bunch of middle-class wankers discussing some pretentious piece of fringe theatre. He ended up in the dirty heart of the city, in a street that somehow seemed to be on a lower level than the rest of the town, a blackened urban ravine. The rain had left the cobbles slick and greasy, and he had to drive cautiously because the street was teeming with people, haphazardly crossing over or standing in little knots in the middle of the road, as if no one had told them that roads were for cars and pavements were for pedestrians. A queue snaked the length of the street, people waiting to get into what looked like a bomb hole in the wall, but which announced itself on a large placard outside the door as Fringe Venue 164. The name on the driving license in his wallet was Paul Bradley. Paul Bradley was a nicely forgettable name. He was several degrees of separation away from his real name now, a name that no longer felt as if it had ever belonged to him. When he wasn't working, he often, but not always, went by the name Ray. Nice and simple. Ray of light, ray of darkness, ray of sunshine, ray of night. He liked slipping between identities, sliding through the cracks. The rental Peugeot he was driving felt just right. Not a flashy macho machine, but the kind of car an ordinary guy would drive. An ordinary guy like Paul Bradley. If anyone asked him what he did, what Paul Bradley did, he would say, "Boring stuff. I'm just a desk jockey, pushing papers around in an accounts department."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?